So this patient did well in observation for a while, and then it sounds like as things were progressing that there was a need for treatment, particularly it sounds like related to his counts going down. How did you think through what treatment to give him at that point?
So at that point, which we're talking about, that would have been about 7 years ago, give or take, the main treatments that we had, this was kind of just before we were starting to use a lot of bendamustine, I would say. We didn't have obinutuzumab, the new anti-CD20, available at that time. And so the typical questions would be, is this an elderly person who we would have given chlorambucil or CVP? Is this somebody that we would give FCR, fludarabine cyclophosphamide rituximab, or would we give FR fludarabine rituximab, recognizing that adding the C, the cyclophosphamide, would worsen his infection risk, worsen his cytopenias, but also would provide a greater depth of response and a more durable response. So in talking with him, he was comfortable, and we were kind of on the fence of FR versus FCR. At that point in time, he was more or less around 70 or so, and we erred on the side of giving him FR, and he had a good 5-year response. His counts improved. His lymph nodes got smaller. He continued to work and travel and was pretty asymptomatic. And that lasted about 5 years until essentially the same pattern happened again.
So we're going to talk a little bit about the choices that are available today, but just maybe a word or two about FR and FCR. One of the issues with those regimens is, although they're very effective, they're not that easy to get through. What are some of the typical problems that you see, and what happened with this man?
So the typical problems that you see with FR and FCR are infectious problems, meaning that patients are at risk for fludarabine affects your T cells. So T cells provide some of the protection against various infections, such as pneumocystis. It can predispose fludarabine to shingles and zoster infections, and then other viral infections, and then cytopenias in general, having low blood counts. So with FR and FCR, the biggest issues one deals with are infections and low blood counts. He managed this well. I think the trade-off of FR and FCR and what led us to the FR is that he wanted to minimize his infection risk and his cytopenias. And he did well with it. He tolerated it very well.
So one of the things that's been observed with some of the chemo rituximab regimens, including FCR, and one of the things people like about it is the possibility that you could sort of launch somebody into a period where they won't need any treatment. So what happened with him?
So he had a good response. He was in remission about 5 years or so. And then towards the end of that time period, basically the same pattern happened. He noticed his lymph nodes getting a little bigger. We were tracking his counts. His white count was creeping up. With him more, he's got mild anemia, although he really hasn't had transfusions, but his platelet count was also an issue. And again, falling from the mid to lower 100s down to the 70, 60, 70 range. And we pretty much knew as his white count was going up that this was his pattern again, and we needed to treat his disease again.